Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I'm John Batchelor with David Livingston. This is Hotel Mars episode and energy. In order to do anything in deep space, we need calculations driven by artificial intelligence. I'm not going to prove it. There it is. Okay. But artificial intelligence chews up more electricity than we can imagine. We need endless supplies of energy going forward for the population, but also for the high end. And Dr. A.J. Kotari is here to help us understand what is a thorium reactor and who's building one right now, A.J.? Good evening.
Good evening again. Yeah. Well, I think that we are losing to China in both space and energy, actually. And in energy and in space also, but that's certainly in energy, some new news that have come out makes it look like China is going to eat us for lunch. And this is a warning to the United States. In the energy sector, there has been news that has leaked out that the Chinese thorium reactor, which was TMSR-LF1, actually worked and worked quite well and has been actually went critical and created enough the power to 2 megawatt power on June 17th of last year. And then in October, it ran continuously for 10 days. Now, this is big. But another important thing is that now they've also been able to fuel this reactor continuously while it was running. And so that also is a huge, this is a big problem and big thing for the United States, because China also discovered about, and that was in the news a few months ago, that they have enough thorium to give them energy and electricity for 60,000 years. And they have discovered this thorium all over the country in about 213 sites. So with that, China will be completely independent of any requirement for energy, no energy, no oil import, no wind farms required, no solar farms required, no talk of space-based solar power, none of that necessary. You can imagine what that would mean for China. This thorium is going to be the king, and it's going to be a kingmaker.
David, you have a question for AJ.
Where is the U.S. with thorium, or is it even thinking about it yet?
This is formerly called the Thorium Molten Salt Reactor, TMSR, or the Liquid Fluoride Thorium Reactor, running similarly in the end product to a nuclear reactor. You're heating water and spinning turbines. However, go ahead, AJ.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly correct. It's just what is happening is that we have this thorium, and then thorium is bombarded with a neutron source, and it becomes thorium 233 instead of 232, and then it decays into protactinium, and then it decays into uranium 233, which is fertile. Now, and yet uranium 233. Then can fission into two parts, and xenon and strontium, and give out energy equal to uranium 235 when it does. Now the problem is that uranium 235 is only 0.7% when we dig out the uranium from Earth, and thorium is all of it is used. All of it, 99% of the thorium will be used. So if you dig out 0.7%, that is uranium-235, that actual ratio of availability of nuclear energy is 400 or 500 to 1.
How much thorium does the U.S. have, and is the U.S. working on a thorium reactor?
U.S., all the reactors that we have in the world are thorium. You are asking about thorium reactor. U.S. is not working on thorium reactor per se. There is one company, Flybe Energy, and my company, Astrox. Both of us are doing work on it. My company has actually designed a small modular reactor based on molten salt reactor. And also we can design a micro one. So the thing is that since thorium is so much more abundant, already 3 to 4 times more than uranium, it really is 400 to 500 times more abundant than nuclear fission producing.
All right, David, you have a question. We're not working on it. China has a beta.
Yes. Do people in the energy industry, are they thinking about thorium, or it's just not something the U.S. focuses on or is interested in it?
And do they know that China has a beta?
Well, this news which has come out just very recently, so they would know that. And I think that the real thing is that we are not working on it. And that is really a terrible thing and a real loss for the United States. So as far as energy is concerned, this is a very, very important thing that we should be working on, and we are not.
And why not? Just because it's too new, it's too fresh, it's experimental?
We decided not to work on it long time ago because it does not produce plutonium, by the way. So it cannot be made into a weapon in the same way. It's much less likely to be made into a weapon. So we didn't go into this at that time, 50, 60 years ago, and we decided to go the uranium route. And the whole world went uranium route. And, uranium needs to be obviously enriched 3 to 5% to be in a reactor, and it needs to be enriched to about 19.75% to become HALEU, and then of course for a weapon it is 80-90% enrichment.
We talked to you a year ago about a thorium reactor. Since then, the development is China. This information that China's got a beta, just one beta right now. How many reactors does China have? Just one?
China has just one right now, but they are planning. They've already broken grounds for another one in the same place in Gobi Desert. By the way, this reactor does not need water at all. So it can be, if it is a small modular reactor, it can be put anywhere near the data center, wherever the data centers are.
AJ, does China know about your company? Have they stolen from you?
No, I don't think I don't know if they have or not, but they probably know about everybody. And that, but if this news is so big and so important and so crucial that I would really like this administration to know about this as soon as possible, President Trump to know about this. This can help in reducing the price of energy for this country. For inflation, not just that, but I mean, the price of the energy can be halved from what it is now.
Dr. A.J. Kothari, in two directions, to the surface of the moon and to the surface of the planet Earth with abundant energy and not the risk of plutonium. David Livingston, Dr. Space, Hotel Mars, episode end.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, There are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.